this puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, we had to miss one episode of Abandoned Manitoba over Easter Sunday. How did you feel about that, Gordon?
Well, on one hand, I missed it. But on another hand, you know, it was kind of nice to just lay in bed and enjoy the sleeping in.
Just don't get used to it, okay?
Okay.
We'll let you have Easter Sunday off, but that's about it. What are we talking about today?
Well, last fall, we talked about heritage buildings around Manitoba, and especially places that had a lot of them. I said then that we would come back eventually to talk about some fairly large places. Three cities, in fact, with relatively few heritage buildings. So today we're going to discuss why that may be.
And can you just jog our memories about your list and how you compiled it?
Sure. The Manitoba Historical Society has compiled a comprehensive inventory of heritage buildings around the province. For 122 of Manitoba's largest communities, I counted how many buildings each one had in our inventory. Now, I thought that a determinant of the number of heritage buildings in a community might be its size. You know, larger towns, for example, having more heritage buildings than smaller ones. So I calculated each place's count of buildings per 1,000 people. What I found is that some communities have a disproportionately large number of heritage buildings. Boulder, for example, population 297 souls, coming in at number one with 9 heritage buildings. So that's the equivalent of 30 heritage buildings per 1,000 people. Other towns with lots of heritage buildings relative to their size included Bertle, Emerson, Hartney, Ninette, Oak Lake, Reston, and Wascada. Now, all of them had ratios of buildings to people over 24. And just to put that into context, by comparison, Winnipeg had a ratio of 2. Now, at the bottom of the list were three cities with a population over 7,500 people that each had a ratio under 1. Those cities, in alphabetical order, were, drumroll please, Steinbach, Thompson, and Winkler.
So these cities have few heritage buildings relative to their size.
Right. But before listeners from these places start sending me hate mail, I should clarify that I'm not saying they have no heritage buildings, just that their respective totals are small for a community of their size. So according to our inventory, Steinbach has 14 heritage buildings, Thompson has 2, and Winkler has 3. And in defense of these three cities, I think there are extenuating circumstances that might explain why their totals are so low.
What kind of circumstances?
Well, I can think of three. One is the age of the community, which I think explains the relative scarcity of heritage buildings in Thompson. That community was established when rich mineral deposits were found in its vicinity in 1957. Thompson was incorporated as a town in 1967. Well, this necessarily constrains the age of buildings there to be no more than 58 years. Now, when Parks Canada, for example, is considering a building for National Historic Designation, that building must be at least 40 years old. In other words, built before 1985. But I suspect a lot of people will tend to think, a building that's 1985? Well, that's not historic. Well, simply put then, Thompson is too young to have a lot of heritage buildings.
What's another reason for those low totals?
Well, I use 2021 census data for my analysis. Long-established communities that were small for much of their existence might have relatively few heritage buildings, you know, because they were small, but they end up with a low ratio if they've undergone recent rapid growth. So this could be a partial explanation for the low ranking of Winkler. You know, it was established around 1892, and it was incorporated as a village in 1906. But Winkler's population was under 2,000 until 1960, when it really began to increase, particularly since 2000. So now it's about 14,000. So it's gone through really rapid change in the more recent years. So as an originally small community, you know, places like Winkler that would not be expected to have a lot of heritage buildings get a low ratio because its present population has grown so much.
But you say this is only a partial explanation. How come?
Well, if one compares Winkler with its nearby neighbor Morden, there's a striking difference. Morden is just 7 years older than Winkler, and it too has grown, today having a population of about 10,000 people. But compare Winkler's three heritage buildings with Morden's 36. You know, Morden has a wealth of heritage buildings, particularly along Stephen Street, that Winkler lacks. You know, I think a potential explanation for this disparity may be a different attitude about heritage buildings. In some communities, there's a feeling that, quote, old buildings are a reminder of a less prosperous past. So modern buildings are seen as tangible evidence of progress. You know, many times I hear people describe neglected old buildings as eyesores. You know, they say that the sooner it's demolished, the better, so something shiny and new can replace it. And yet in a lot of the construction industry, this view is changing.
How so?
Well, often the materials from which an older building has been constructed are superior to modern materials. For example, anyone who has tried to dismantle an old wooden building may find that its wall studs are made of fir, you know, a very hard, long-lasting wood that is much more durable than modern softwood studs. Old buildings often use lots of long-lasting stone and brick. And while we often talk about wanting sustainable buildings, there is growing awareness that the greenest building is usually one that already exists, because retrofitting it for modern use avoids the environmental impacts of new construction. Now, sure, an old building might be poorly insulated compared to a modern building, and it might have single-pane windows that let out lots of heat, but these are attributes that can be upgraded with more insulation and triple-pane windows. New buildings require a significant investment of energy and resources that upgrades to an old building do not. You know, the retrofitting of an existing building may be a cheaper and faster way to go than the alternative. You know, demolishing that building, hauling away the materials to a landfill, and building anew. Now, I'm not saying that every old building should be saved and no new building should be constructed. But the conclusion that an old building should be replaced just because it's old and a new building is more environmentally friendly just because it's new is simply not supported by facts. So I suspect that the drive to replace old with new is simply more common in Winkler than in Morden.
Now, initially you said that there were three explanations for these low totals. You gave us two so far.
You're right, yep. The third reason, I think, is that some communities that come out at the top end of the scale, while others are at the bottom, is because of differences in the degree to which they draw attention to their heritage. Some communities have decided that heritage tourism is something they want to encourage. Some places have distributed brochures about their heritage, have designed walking tours around town, and have installed interpretive signs on buildings to make visitors aware of what's around them. In compiling the MHS inventory of historic buildings that we used to do this analysis, you know, we found that local publications are absolutely invaluable in alerting us to what a particular community offers. Some place might have a lot of heritage buildings, but if they don't do anything publicly to make people aware of them, there's really only so much that the Manitoba Historical Society can do on its own. So I will end this conversation with an appeal to heritage advocates and communities all over Manitoba. Has enough been done to draw attention to the heritage buildings in your community? You know, if not, let the MHS know about your heritage buildings so they can be added to our inventory. You know, that way, the next time that I do this analysis, and I will do it again in a few years, the totals for each of the communities will, I hope, be a more accurate reflection of the heritage that exists all over Manitoba. I would say to the good folks of Steinbach, Thompson, and Winkler, as well as other places, tell me more about the wonderful heritage in your community, and I'll do as much as I can to tell everybody about it.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, I tend to be a skeptic when someone refers to a heritage building as having some unique attribute or a person as being the first to do something. Superlative claims are notoriously difficult to verify. But next week, we're going to consider a golf course in Manitoba that can justifiably claim to be the oldest one in the province. And here's a hint. It's not in Winnipeg.
Looking forward to that. Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.